Hi, it's December 7. It was on this day in 1941 that Japanese bombers attacked Pearl Harbor, sparking the declaration of war by the US, Canada, and Great Britain against Japan.
Mission, sneak attack. Primary targets, Pearl Harbor and Hickam Field. Exactly at 0600, the fateful signal was given. And the first wave, 200 fighters, horizontal bombers, torpedo bombers, and dive bombers roared off.
And a tragic day. It was in 2003 on December 7 that 13-year-old Daniel Morcombe went missing.
He was last seen on the Nambour Connection Road at a hail and ride bus stop around 2 p.m. on Sunday, standing with an unidentified man.
December 7 birthdays, politician and former Australian ambassador to Italy, Amanda Vanstone, is 68.
Have I seen the polling? No. So the proper answer is, I don't know.
Australian fast bowling great Jeff Lawson turns 63 today. The man they call Henry spent the entire 80s in the baggy green and is now a commentator.
And a marvellous delivery that by Jeff Lawson. What a wonderful way to come back, having had a catch missed off the previous delivery. He really put everything into that one.
Actor C. Thomas Howell turns 54. You remember him, huge in the 80s in movies like The Outsiders, Soul Man and The Hitcher.
I didn't do it. I didn't do any of it. I'm not a killer.
League hard man Mark Geyer is 53 today. Starred in Origin and for Australia and was instrumental in Penrith's 1991 grand final win.
Hey!
Remember comedian Steady Eddie? He's 52 today.
Said the night, I can't believe it. I really got visually challenged.
And one of the Appleton sisters, singer and TV presenter Nicole, is 46. She had a number of hits with the all-girl group All Saints. Finally, in 2011, actor Harry Morgan died, aged 96. He starred in the 60s police drama Dragnet and appeared in over 100 movies, but will always be remembered as Colonel Sherman Potter on MASH.
We were quite a group, the five of us. Went through hell together and lived to get drunk about it.
It's December 7.